This is the BBC.
It's Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We speak to another serial complainer called Anya, who then has a surprise for us completely out of the blue. More news on what you get at a Beast from the Chase club performance and your own back garden slightly rubbish family festivals. I think they're all for poshos and everyone got angry with me. I hope your Friday's going okay. Dua Lipa's coming up. Our tune of the week, hashtag female Jesus. And also Drake, Hotline Bling. Not heard that for a while. Lewis Tomlinson, great, I thought, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning.
Yeah, and it was just cool hearing him get involved in everything. Ents News. Oh, they're like, just good hearing him sitting there just talking.
Yesterday we were talking about pop star problems. I mean, they're the problems that everyone faces every day, like the Vamps with their loft conversions.
Yes.
Having terrible trouble. Well, Lewis Tomlinson was on Breakfast with Nick this morning and he was talking about Bebe Rexha, who's on his new song. And this is when Nick asked Louis what it was like taking Bebe Rexha to Doncaster.
Yeah, it was good. The only thing that I found that was funny was, I think maybe it come from her team, but like at like lunchtime, they come into me dressing room and they go, so Bebe's going to get some sushi. Honestly, you're going to have to go at least 50 miles outside of Doncaster to even get something that they call sushi, you know.
There must be sushi in Doncaster.
But there isn't.
It was reminding me of, I've got my mum with me at the moment. Mm. So she was like, what should we get for food? I was in quite late last night. So I was like, okay, we'll just order something. So I showed her this website and she was like, Scott, because you live in a city, there are 35 different places where we can get food from. And I was like, I know.
And what did she go for?
Fish and chips.
Yeah, of course. Of course she did. Bless her.
But she was like 35. It blew her mind. I mean, it is quite good. Mm. Because she was telling me that where she lives, you know, she lives in Hampshire, quite like out in the sticks, right? There's one place that delivers, and it's a pizza place, but only on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Rest of the time, not on. Just Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Blew her mind. Good to hear Louis on the net this morning.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Dua Lipa, New Rules on BBC Radio 1. I love when I read descriptions of what songs are about or videos. The video shot in Miami, by the way, it looks beautiful. Mm. And so does everyone in it. It's complete squad girls. All the girls just getting ready for a night out. But I've just read this. In New Rules, Dua needs to get through the difficult end of a relationship with an unsuitable boyfriend. Told in frank terms with an empowering end result. Love. Dua Lipa and New Rules is our tune of the week, and she's very pleased that we made it so.
Scott Mills.
Right, so Starkey over here did a strongly worded email this week, which I found very amusing, because the company delivering our food didn't try very hard to deliver it at all. It takes us a while to get out of the building here because it's like 8 floors down. And they waited, I'm saying, a maximum of about 30 seconds, and then they just left.
They didn't allow any time. By the time we got to the bottom, they'd gone.
So we didn't get the food. Now, have they replied to your strongly worded email?
So only this morning, I've had a reply to the complaint. And I'd used all this terminology, which basically, let's be honest here, I wanted to get some money out of the situation, a refund or some free food or something.
Well, yeah, it was ages.
And they've emailed back apologising, which is fair enough, but they haven't taken the hint at all. So what do I do from here on in? Am I meant to go back and say...
Just leave it.
Yeah, but then I don't know why I bothered sending the email in the first place then. Like, what was the point?
I know, but like 2 days afterwards, I'm like, yeah, we're done.
I kind of feel like I need to prove a point, though.
Did you say I will be asking for some compensation?
I said I'd like to know how you'd like to compensate for the inconvenience that this has caused or something to that effect.
And I bet that part of the email they completely ignored.
They've completely ignored that. They've given the apology,
yeah,
which is cool. Like, appreciate that.
Yeah.
But real talk here, like, where's the free food?
This got us onto your stories of complaining and then regretting it. And we had Sean on about a hotel he stayed in, read out by Alice Levine.
This piece of correspondence is entitled Do Not Stay Here in capital letters.
Oh, wow. Strong.
So we're off to a flying start. Mm-hmm. Sean writes, absolutely shocking hotel. The staff are rude and found it too much trouble to take a photo for our group.
Oh, no. Did you want a photo of you and the lads?
Oh, God. We were all, like, getting ready to go out, all dressed up, looking, you know, looking the bomb. We said to the guy, do you mind taking a picture? And he turns around and he had that look on his face like I just asked him for £1 million.
Right, so in the hotel reception, can you take a picture of me and the lads so we can remember our holiday? No, I can't.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know why, but there's something brilliant which we've stumbled upon here about hearing other people's complaints, because we've all been in that position where, like, right, well, I'm going to start writing a complaint, and because in the moment you're quite angry.
Yeah, and a lot of it's passive aggressive as well, and the wording's all formal. It's funny,
but when it's not you and it's someone else's complaint, it's kind of brilliant. Mm. So we've got another one of our listeners on very soon, in the next 15, 20 minutes, with another amazing complaint, which you are going to love. Keep sending them in to me on email. BBC Radio 1. All this talking of complaints brings in more complaints. Hello, Brad from Somerset. He says, I've got a complaint for you. Nick Grimshaw didn't read out my text this morning. Can you do it? Wish my sister India a happy 18th birthday. Happy birthday, India. We are talking complaints again in a minute. We've got another brilliant one from one of our listeners who, well, she really regrets sending it now, I think.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon to Simon in Worthing. He says he's having a CLT for lunch. What's that?
Well, we all know what a BLT would be. So what are we thinking the CLT is? Chicken?
Is that a thing, a CLT?
I'd not heard of, unless it means something else.
He's having it for lunch, whatever it is.
You've not checked the Urban Dictionary on that one?
No, I haven't, no. So bacon, lettuce, tomato, BLT. Yeah, it's got to be chicken.
It must
chicken,
be chicken.
Chicken, lettuce,
I
tomato.
Hope so.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This week on the show, we've been focusing on your complaints. There are people out there who just love to complain. Hi, Anya.
Hi.
We got your email. Thanks so much for that.
No problem.
Are you a serial complainer?
Everyone seems to think so. I only complain when it's due, though.
How many would you say you do a month?
2 or 3.
Whoa, that's quite a lot, I think.
When you say it's due, I mean, really, you can find a complaint about everything, can't you? So let's say, for example, you find a small hair in your food. Would you be one of those that complains?
No, like, I'd give them a chance to kind of, you know, like, I'd say it to the waitress. It's not like I'd email straight away, but it gets to the point where people don't take me seriously, so I have to send them a strong worded email.
So this one that you've sent, which you've kindly forwarded to us, what's this one about?
The dry cleaners that I go to.
Chris, what I'd like you to do is be the voice of the complaint today, all right?
All right.
So, Andy, are you prepared to hear your complaint being read back to you? Because that's surely going to make you feel a little bit cringe.
Just a little bit.
I think when it gets read back to you, it's kind of...
Yeah, that's when you really hear the words that you've been using and know it's not language that you would normally use at all.
Do you regret this now?
A little bit.
Thanks for sending it through. This is all because of Chris's one, the complaint about the food this week. I thought, let's get some others in. Okay,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, riled me up.
Are you ready? And we'll go through it bit by bit.
All right. I've just been handed the complaint.
Here we go.
To whom it may concern. I'm emailing you regarding a problem at your store, which has been ongoing for well over a week now. My boyfriend, bracket Sean Hunt... close brackets.
Don't know why that was needed, but yeah.
And I get our washing done there once a week. To our surprise, a couple of weeks ago, we were informed that some of our items had been mixed up with someone else's, and we had to pick items of ours out of a pile.
In capitals?
In capitals.
Oh, that's not great, though, is it? Because, like, you're going through going, no, these aren't my pants. No, these are. No, these aren't. No, these are. Not
hey, you don't know how many pants you own. It's a bit weird when you have to pick them out of a pile.
Well, there's some in there you're like, they are definitely not mine.
I'll continue. How or why this happened, I'm not sure, but I was rather shocked to say the least. The majority of it was disgusting off-white clothing that looked like it had come from a Victorian slum. And there seemed to be only a few bits left that were actually ours.
Did you do the whites test with yours against theirs? It's like, mine, sparkling white, yours,
exactly.
Off-white. Like the adverts off the 90s.
So yours really stood out?
Mine were just normal white colour. These were, like, grey. Like, I don't know what was going on with them. It looked like something from the 20s.
This big pile of doom washing that's off-white that you're telling me about, who kind of bought that out? How was it presented?
It was just on the floor when we walked in. We walked in to collect our washing because they said it's ready. So we walked in, there was this just big pile of...
Anyone's, could be
like
anyone's washing.
I kind of like it.
No, I hate it.
And the way you're describing it, though, you're so disgusted. It sounds like there was sort of flies buzzing around it. I don't know, a sort of rat appeared when you lifted
sick.
Up some undies.
So why are my clothes on the floor?
My point exactly.
Right, that's what I'm with you.
I'm just wondering why you're so fussy.
I'm not fussy. I'm just very particular. Like, it's someone's job. Like, why are my clothes on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh,
With other people's.
Hang on, Scott. I've just read on a little bit. This might explain it. I model underwear, and three of my custom-made Italian lace bras have all been mixed up and clearly been given to someone else. They're £40 to £60 each. Capitals again.
Are you an underwear model? Not you, Chris.
No.
Yeah, not full time. Like, I used to do it a lot, so I have the custom made underwear. That was what I was most annoyed about, because they weren't there.
Right, I get you. Mm. So you're not viewing your pants as just normal pants. You're viewing them as almost like work equipment.
Mm. Yeah. It's almost like losing like a piece of jewellery to me.
Yeah. Read on.
This is amazing. You've gone all formal. I've spoken to Citizens Advice about this now.
Oh, my word.
And you are, in fact, very much liable. Therefore, I wish that this to be nipped in the bud. Good use of words.
Oh, I love nipped in the bud.
Did you see my pun there?
Yeah, that's clever, that. Yeah. It's good that you've put humour in the complaint as well. I wish for this to be nipped in the bud immediately and some sort of resolution in the next couple of days. Otherwise, I will be taking this further. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. How are you going to take that further, exactly?
I will go down in person.
And what?
And I will speak to the manager again.
Oh, you're so threatening.
It's good in complaints where people rise above their station, threaten things that they'll never be able to back up.
I've called Citizens Advice.
I actually Googled it. I didn't even speak to them. I just Googled on what to do. So,
is there any more, Chris?
I hope to hear a response soon. Regards. Always regards.
Love.
Anya. So what's your boyfriend, bracket Sean Hunt, saying about the situation?
Well, he's mad as well, because, you know, he's mad because I'm mad, but he kind of leaves the complaining to me.
To be fair, Anya, if I was your boyfriend, imagine it.
Right.
And you had lost your Italian lace bras, £40 to £60 each, I'd be fuming as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be tamping.
I'm like, listen, hon, please get this sorted.
Well, I hope you do.
Yeah, me too. I hope I do.
Yeah. See, I
will take this further.
You will, actually. I'm invested in this now. Can you let me know how it plays out, please?
I will. I will CC you in the email.
Thank you.
More are to come.
All right, good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
You sound super excited, by the way, to be on Radio 1 today. Have you had the best time?
I have, yeah. Not as much as I did when I went on Naked Attraction, but it's up there.
What, you've been on that show?
Yep, Naked.
Okay. Wait. Stop the music.
Hold on. We're going to have to pause for a second.
What do you mean?
I kind of got naked on TV a couple of years ago.
Yeah, this is our favourite show, the Naked Attraction. Do you remember? This show's insane.
Were you fully nude?
Yeah.
This is the one where you've got to get completely naked in front of someone else and spend a bit of time.
Yeah, I had to pick out loads of naked people. It was very Adam and Eve-esque.
I've never spoken to anyone who's done any of these shows.
No, I know, and we've talked about it so much.
Is it all right if I play Julie Michaels? Because I've got a list of questions, I think, in my head that I need to ask you after this, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Wait there. Actually, I'll play Rag and Bowman, then we'll come back. This is Skid on Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. Good afternoon. Steve, who says, can you tell me which episode of Naked Attraction features Anya? Just asking for a friend. Hi, Lewis, who seems to have already found the episode and has sent me a screenshot. We'll speak to Anya again in a moment. We were very excited then when we found out she'd been on Naked Attraction.
Mm, huge news.
Here's Versace on the floor. Why so much naked? Let's take our time. Radio 1. So, I was just finishing a phone call there about Anya and her local laundrette and the terrible mix-up there's been with her clothes. And then she dropped this conversation bomb. You sound super excited, by the way, to be on Radio 1 today. Have you had the best time?
I have, yeah. Not as much as I did when I went on Naked Attraction, but it's up there.
What, you've been on that show?
Yep, Naked.
Okay, wait. Stop the music. Why did you only mention that at the end of the conversation?
Because it's not really something I mention on a day-to-day kind of conversation.
But you should. Huge.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I'm not recognisable anymore. It was years ago. Like, it's just something I did.
Did you get recognised afterwards?
Oh, all the time. It was horrendous.
Oh, I didn't recognise you with your clothes on, etc.
That's what people would say. They'd come up to me and go, oh, I didn't recognise you with your clothes on.
Ugh,
wow, I haven't heard that 1,000 times.
No. Tell us about it then. Why'd you sign up? How was it?
I was headhunted for it. And it was kind of like, oh, we want you to take part in this dating show. I was like, yeah, fine, no problem.
How do you get headhunted for something like this?
On Instagram, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. So they see you and go, yeah. And then they approach you, and what do they say? It's a dating show. What point do they say it's a naked dating show?
Actually speaking to me, they were like, oh, it's this dating show, blah, blah, blah. And then within like 10 minutes of speaking to me, they went, oh, by the way, it's naked.
Yeah, wow. Just drop that in.
Yep. I was like, oh, that's different.
But you said, yeah.
Oh, yeah, why not?
I just can't.
Not many people can say they did it.
I just can't ever imagine saying yes to anything like this. What made you think, yeah, I'll do it?
It's just just who I am. I'm not that bothered.
Yeah, not bothered.
Did you have a boyfriend at the time?
Yes.
Was that a tricky one to explain?
We kind of broke up just before it, because I explained it to him and he was like, no, that's not happening. There's no way you're doing that. I was like, well...
I'm doing it.
Well, fair play.
And can you remind me the sort of what goes on in the show?
Well, I'm clothed for 90% of it. And then there's six men naked and there's like a screen that hides them bit by bit. Each bit of them is shown. I have to eliminate someone on like the shin or the torso or whatever.
Nasty shins.
But right, that moment where you're stood there and you're not seeing the top half of them. Is that, explain that moment, because it must just feel so odd.
Absolutely surreal. I can't explain to you. I was shaking.
Because you're only seeing certain bits there, aren't you?
Literally judging people on their shins. I was like, oh yeah, I don't like you because of your feet.
I've got a question for you. Always wondered about this show. What is the temperature like in the studio?
Do you know what? It's not actually that warm. Like, in between takes, the boys are like, kind of jumping around.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be cold in that situation.
I had a jumper on, so I was fine.
Would you recommend it as an experience to anyone else?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you have a laugh?
Yeah, it was so good. It was like a really good 2 days. And it was an experience that not many people can say they've done.
And what was the outcome of it with the guys?
Oh, he was a moron.
Oh. Okay. So it didn't go that well.
But I found love anyway, so it's fine.
Oh. What, through with the other ones?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
No, that sometimes happens, though, doesn't it? You end up with someone on a show like that, and then you end up actually marrying the person who's kind of like runner-up or second or third.
Yeah. Well, I actually picked the runner-up. I wanted the runner-up, but I said the wrong thing and picked the wrong guy, and then they wouldn't let me go back on it.
Oh.
I ended up with the wrong guy anyway.
That's hilarious.
Oh, you picked the wrong one.
Yeah, I'll never live that down.
Scott, I'm thinking you should sign up to the celebrity version of this.
No.
Imagine it. Just imagine when the screens lift up. You could be the chooser and that's just what you're faced with. So, could be really good. What are you saying, Anya?
I think you should do it.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't think there's been a celebrity version as yet.
Got to happen.
I think that would be it'd be hard to sign people up for, maybe.
Scott, just imagine it if you're stood there and they sort of reveal other celebrities from the bottom up.
Yep.
And you'd have to, you might recognise one or two.
Just from the bottom
could
half.
Be amazing.
Good to speak to you, Anya. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, hang on, before you go, no more shock revelations, are there?
No.
That's all you got, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, just check in. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio.
I'd call her Anya there. Very body confident. However, if you're not as body confident as her, and let's face it, who is? We're chatting about body image on Radio 1 all this week. That's our discussion. And how most people really aren't that confident. I had a chat with our listener Jenny and Lydia Bright from TOWIE about body image, and you'll hear that a bit later on today. Scott Mills. Friday's also the day where Radio 1 gets a new playlist. We freshen it up and sprinkle in some new hits. This is what we got for you this week. I got no rules, I count them. My tune of the week, 25 million views on the hot video. Dua Lipa, New Rules. New on the playlist today. Follow up to Hard Times by Paramore. You'll be hearing this more. Told You So. And the next single for his number one album, it's Rag & Bone Man, As You Are. The Scripts are back. They played this on Grimmy's show last Friday. You'll be hearing this more. It's Rain. They were only with us yesterday playing Inula Bingo. Poor Brad. He got the wettest out of everybody. He had nowhere to hide. This is the follow-up to All Night, which featured Matoma. This time they've teamed up with Martin Jensen off of Solo Dance. It's from their album Night and Day, which is fighting for number one position on the album chart today. Find out with Greg from 4. It's the Vamps. I keep coming back to that morning. That's the Vamps. And the middle of the night on BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills here. Real shock and real sadness around the world, especially when I heard it last night, about the sad news of the passing of Chester Bennington from Linkin Park. And we're getting so many messages today, a lot of messages this afternoon on social media and on text. And we wanted to kind of reflect that, reflect what you guys are saying, reflect the amazing talent of Chester and what a great band as well for growing up.
And Linkin Park, just iconic. This is a really special song. For me, it just takes me straight back to a really nice place in my life. And I think a lot of people growing up loved this album so much. And yeah, this song's awesome.
Okay, let's play Linkin Park. And In the End, it's BBC Radio 1. Absolutely epic. What a sad day. That was Linkin Park, and In the End.
BBC. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Afternoon, it's Scott here. Okay, last bangers of the week. I've had a mare, to be honest.
Was 3-1 to me so far, so you kind of are playing this for a bit of pride.
David.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you in Eastbourne?
Yeah, I am indeed, yeah.
When did you move to the south coast off of Scotland then?
It's been a few years ago and I'm barely trying to hold on to my accent, if I'm honest.
Yeah, hold on to it.
What's the plans for the weekend?
Plans for the weekend are, if the weather holds out, we'll have an Eastbourne Summerfest in my back garden.
Oh, you've actually called it a name, like a festival.
Yeah, exactly. So I think my mate might want to get a Snapchat filter for it as well.
Yeah, awesome. Right. I love people who do festivals in their gardens. So I've got a couple of friends. I didn't manage to make Lions Fest last year, but they make it, no, Scott, they make it a real thing. So every year it's grown and grown and grown. So they've got those, you know, like those cardboard things that look like the Instagram. So it looks like an Instagram picture, but you hold it in front of yourself.
Yeah.
Like the massive cardboard ones. They got one of those made for Lions Fest. I believe they made sort of banners and tried to make a little stage and
basically
stuff.
Basically, it's for posho families.
All right. Listen, it just because you haven't got a Mills Fest.
No, right, okay. It's like my...
What do you mean it's for posho? No, it's for a group of mates who are having their own festival in their garden.
Yeah, posho.
Barbecue.
Posho mates. Oh, all calling ourselves by our surnames. Let's go to... Like, it's same as my best mate.
Oh, I'm sorry, you and your mansion there, just looking down on everyone, doing
my
best festivals in their garden.
My best mate's wife, right? You know, Kirsty? Her and the family have Barry Fest every year. Because their surname's Barry.
Do it.
We've even got Portaloos and Pims.
Mate, that's what we need to do. We need to get involved in more, not just local festivals, but I'm saying garden festivals, more friends festivals. Well up for it.
Are you
David,
a posho,
I think
David?
It's a great idea.
Are you a posho?
You can't, no, definitely not. But okay. You guys are more than welcome if you want
to. Mate, I'd love to. Scott, what's not to love? It would be barbecue.
It's not a festival.
It is a festival.
Okay, so I hope you have a good barbecue this weekend. I bet you've planned it for like months and now the weather's like meh.
Yeah, I know. That's the UK for you, I guess.
Well, I hope it holds up for you.
Thank you.
Sorry for saying you're a posho.
Hey, Mills, you could do your own version of Coachella in your your garden.
In my small patio area. This is what I've got for you today. This is T.I. and Rihanna, Live Your Life, wow. David. This could be your tune.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
For your festival this weekend.
This can get played out, I can imagine this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an awesome one. But then again, my banger choice today is awesome. It's old school, it's this. How good would it be to hear this again on Radio 1?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you'll love it. The Game, 50 Cent.
Two big summer records, to be fair.
Yeah, you know, I was expecting one of you to do some sort of Euro dance tune.
Would you have liked that?
Yeah, that would have fitted in all right.
David, I've just seen this on Twitter from Abby. It says, my friend has Joe Cella in his garden for his 21st.
Cos posh.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything that rhymes so good, but hopefully it'll catch on.
Go on then, David.
But next weekend is Paul Fest, by the way. Got a main stage, it's got fireworks.
We've got to talk more about this.
Actually, this is a really good talking point for maybe next week. People invent their own festivals.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we going to go for, David?
I think, although I'd love to sort of even up the scores a little bit more, I've got to go with Chris's choice.
Go on, David.
You're smashing it this week.
Yeah. Let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl.
Oh, we've been invited to Cole Fest for Colin's birthday. Someone's dad, he's 70.
There's loads of these. This is so good. Big shout out to Robin Rugby, by the way. He says, just pulled up to the gym. Can't leave the car as it'd be rude to with such a banger.
Yeah, that is good, to be honest. Song, that sounded really, really good today. The game, 50 Cent. G-Unit. Hello, Nadia. I'll check my diary about NADFest.
Oh, mate, it's so good.
NADFest.
Scott Mills.
Glastonbury's not on next year, but Gazdenbury is. That's because Gaz is holding it in his garden in Birmingham, Gazdenbury.
I don't know if you're keen on this, Scott. Becky off of Devon.
Oh, I saw this one. Where is it?
It's in her local village, Cockwood.
Yes, Cockfest. I'll be there.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, so this year on Radio 1, we are spending a lot of time talking about mental health and well-being and kind of getting you lot talking about what's going on inside your heads. Remember when William and Kate came in, and they've been very honest and open about mental health as well, as has Harry. So we're talking about being body positive this week, something that obviously affects us all and has a big impact on our mental well-being. All this week you'll be hearing me and some of the other Radio 1 DJs sitting down with some celebrities and some of our listeners as well for some really quite open and honest and frank conversations about what we feel about ourselves and our bodies and how to learn to feel good about them. So the other day I was joined by Radio 1 listener Jenny and former TOWIE star Lydia Bright. Amongst other things, we talked Instagram, boob jobs and embracing your uniqueness.
My mind and me.
40% of teens reveal that their appearance was influenced by what they saw on social media, with 24% of people saying they were influenced by celebrities. Do you think it matters what happens on Instagram? Do you think people think that's real life?
I can vouch for myself, my Instagram isn't my 100% true life. Like, I'm not going to wake up in the morning and put a picture up of me on Instagram with the hair on top of my head, you know, still got eye bogeys in my eyes, halitosis breath, like, plaque on my teeth. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I've not seen one of those.
No, no, I always make myself, like, look glamorous, and then I'll put one up and be like, morning, that's not me in the morning. Right. And it's not a true representation, but people do want to look their best on their social media, don't they? Yeah.
Has being in the public eye changed your perception on body standards?
I think that I worry about it less now. I think I used to worry about it a lot more. And that's because when I first started at Radio 1, I was doing like some TV stuff, and it was my first time of being around pop stars. And you're around pop stars a lot. And pop stars are generally tiny, or they're really muscly, or they're, you know, and I did feel the pressure there a lot. You kind of realise that that's not really that. I mean, it's achievable, but not as sustainable. And I've had times where I've been like much bigger, and then I've really, really lost weight. So yeah, I've been very conscious of it, I'm not gonna lie.
I was always like the person that I always cared, yeah, what everyone else thought of me.
Mm-hmm. And too
I'm
much.
Yeah, and I'm quite a sensitive person. If somebody doesn't like me, I was like it at school as well. If somebody didn't like me, like, it would really upset me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I don't like me. But you can't please everybody, and not everyone's gonna like you.
Can you tell us, have you ever done anything like to enhance your looks?
Over the years, I have felt like pressure to maybe do things that like everybody else has done. And I remember when I was really young as well, when I was 16, I went to my parents, I'm not even joking, no word of a lie, my 16th birthday, went up to my mum and dad, my poor dad, and went, Dad, I want a boob job.
Oh, wow.
And I really, really did want one. I was convinced that I really wanted to get my boobs done. Because
so what happened?
I think, well, my parents obviously at 16 years of age, they said no way in a million years. And I just grew up and, you know, grew out of it. And then I think when you're younger, you feel like you have to fit in and be like everyone else. That you don't want boobs that are too big or too small, and you want to dress like everybody else. And then I think as you grow up, you kind of embrace who you are and your individuality.
You know, there's these trends, and then suddenly everyone starts looking like that. And then someone who before might have looked quite normal, they become a trend because it's different.
Yeah.
And I think what is important is to look in the mirror, as you said, embrace your individuality, because, you know, you shouldn't hate who you are. You should look in the mirror and be like, the reason I'm smiling is because I'm happy. Not, I shouldn't hate my smile because it's crooked.
Or, yeah.
You know, it's different, and I should embrace that. And you should think, am I doing things for myself, for my own happiness? Or am I doing it because I think people will think of me in a better light, which you shouldn't, because then you're becoming false and you're not going to be happy.
My mind and me.
Radio 1.
Really good to talk about these things out loud, I think, and not have the kind of the thoughts bouncing around in your own head, just to get out there and chat with other people. So we're talking about body positivity and self-esteem on Radio 1 over the next few days. So just get into it and be part of the conversation. Get yourself heard on Twitter and Facebook. Chris did a chat with Greg today, and another one of our listeners.
Yeah, a listener called Cameron. Yeah.
About the same kind of subject and body image for boys. And you can hear that on Wednesday.
Scott Mills.
If your mates or your family have a festival, like a festival of your own making, let us know. We've got loads of these coming in from when we mentioned it earlier. We could feature some on the show next week. Maybe if your name's Paul and you've got wristbands made up with Paul Fest on.
Yeah, or like Barry Fest or whatever your name is.
Yeah, I just saw one, what was it called? Oh, Joe Cella, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Jestival for someone called Jess. All real things happening all over the UK this summer.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1, who's that?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dean. I heard you talking about the Beast from The Chase.
Yes, we were talking about him earlier in the week on the show. The Beast from The Chase, who's one of the chasers, is now doing a set of live PAs in nightclubs and student unis around the UK.
I actually met the Beast last night. Oh, it was amazing.
When? Living the dream.
Last night?
Yeah, Tiger Tiger in Portsmouth.
Oh, mate, you are living the dream. On a Thursday as well, like best day of your life or what?
On a school night, it was incredible. It was everything I hoped it would be and so much more.
So did you go to the club specifically to meet Beast?
Yeah, what an opportunity not to be missed.
What did you say? What did you say to him?
I was lost for words. I was in awe.
So what did you do? Come and talk us through the experience. So did he have security? Like, what did you do? Get a selfie? What happened?
He was walked in to the Chase theme tune.
Yes. Right. So we saw a bit about this on Twitter. So Scott, I've actually got a clip of his entrance. It's recording on a phone though, so it's a little bit dodgy. Would you like to hear?
Yes, please.
Listen to the crowd.
I am obsessed that they are doing club PAs. What happens then? Does he just wave and say hello, or does he answer questions in record time, or what?
We shook hands and had a little exchange, and then got a selfie together.
And then you were moved on very quickly so someone else could enjoy the Beast, because obviously there was a big queue.
Yeah, it was great.
Incredible.
Did you get to test any of his knowledge?
I didn't. I should have, shouldn't I?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Be honest, was it kind of awkward when he was introduced to the club at the start and he just kind of stood there waving whilst the Chase theme was being played? Was it awkward?
No, he was in his element.
Oh, was he?
Tonight, at Tiger Tiger Portsmouth, please welcome Mark the Beast Levitt.
That's so good.
And then just waves in a game show style.
Yeah, best in a while. And then what's awkward is the poor DJ has to try and mix out of the Chase theme into whatever song he's playing next.
Like I'm going to do now.
Oh, here we go. Are you going in?
Yeah, that went well.
Just like that.
Probably better than that. And the crowd went wild. It's Friday, turn this up.
Everywhere that I've been, the only thing I see is beautiful people.
Doesn't get much better than that on a Friday afternoon. Chris Brown, Benny Benassi, Beautiful People.
Radio.
There's some fantastic pictures of people coming in after having their photo taken at the meet and greets of the Beast and his appearances at various nightclubs. It's just because he's such a massive, massive tower of a man, isn't he?
It's just...
Everyone is so small compared to him. He's huge. He's a unit.
But isn't it amazing when you meet your heroes, right? And you get that one opportunity to have a photo with them.
Look at this guy, Eskimo. Eskimo, who runs his events company. Obviously was working at the event in Portsmouth last night at Tiger Tiger. He says, funniest night ever. He loved it when we played the Chase theme tune. And there's a picture of him. And there's the Beast. And Eskimo, you look like the smallest man ever. Like, you look like a little cartoon there.
Is he the Eskimo? It's hard to figure out.
Yeah, and there's another guy that's just sent me. I've just retweeted this. Don't open it, it'll work, maybe. David, I think it's David's friend, who had a picture with the Beast a while back at one of his live PA gigs. I had an absolute ball. We're back Monday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. Scott Mills.